This morning on Lincoln Live, I spend time with Suzanne Blue, Executive Director at Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, to talk about people in our community who are hidden in plain sight. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You got my attention with your latest blog. You talk about your guests, the new faces that show up at Matt Talbot, and the chronically homeless who are longtime guests. You see their faces a lot. But explain what you meant by hidden in plain sight.
Well, I think really what I meant was that even though we see them and they show up daily, do we really see them? I mean, we might see them in downtown Lincoln, you know, hidden under a heap of blankets or in an alleyway, or when they even come to Matt Talbot, we may know they're homeless, but in the busyness of the day-to-day work, do we really take the time to truly see them, to learn about their struggles, how they got in this situation? And so I'm making more time in this year as part of my New Year's resolution to spend more time with our guests and getting to know more of their stories.
Have you figured out how you're going to do that?
Well,
spend more time with guests?
Yes, I'm trying to make time every day, at least a few days out of the week, to take my lunch in the dining room, which I used to do all the time until the pandemic hit. And then when that happened, you know, we closed our dining room and we're doing only to-go meals, and then we were just allowing space for the people who were truly homeless. And you know, then as we started to open up fully, it became more of a challenge, like we're trying to create more space for people. So it wasn't as convenient to sit down in the dining room and visit with the guests. And then you just kind of get out of habits. So I found myself not spending nearly as much time as I used to, and I missed that.
Well, Suzanne,
so I'm going to get back to it.
Suzanne, tell me what that does for you to go in and have lunch with guests.
Well, I think for me, it's like a vitamin. It's like, this is why we do what we do. It's the people that we're serving, and I learn more about them maybe, or I can visibly see they're in rough shape, and it just sort of drives me and motivates me to, you know, continue some of the efforts, like expanding our programs, or, you know, we have to do a lot of public relations and fundraising. And as a social worker, that's not my favorite role, but it has become very important so that we could provide the services that we do. So it's just a motivator it to share a little common humanity with the individuals that we serve, because we're all people. We all have struggles. Every single one of us does. But I know that their struggles are much greater than mine. And so I'm going to learn how I can help them more so.
Do they know who you are? I think back, because sometimes that matters. If you know that you have the executive director of the place that's providing you a meal, it might matter. Do you identify yourself, and do they know who you are?
I don't identify myself that often, although we all wear ID badges around here. Certainly the longtime guests know who I am. You know, some know my kids. I mean, you know, they've spent time volunteering here and such, so they know. But, you know, I've just had, like, other staff, our receptionist, share, you know, that people will notice when I'm there, and it makes them feel good, makes them feel a little more maybe appreciated or respected when I find time to go down there. And so I really want to make that more of an effort.
Another of your 2023 goals in your blog is to be more present. Explain what you mean by that.
Just being... You know, as an administrator, you're caught up in just all the busyness of running a business, a small nonprofit. And I just want to take more time to be in the moment, not always worrying about the future, not always lamenting on the past, what we could have done differently or better, but be in the moment, always striving to, you know, be one of the most compassionate organizations, very thoughtful in terms of how we approach our services, approach our guests. And so really just trying to take each day and each moment and be present. That's the best way I can describe it.
Hmm. You and I have been both doing what we do for a long time. And sometimes being in the present, it's really tough. It's tough because we've seen a lot. There's a lot in our rear view mirror. And we think about that, and it seems that we're always planning for the future, because the future, I guess, is what sets up the present. At least we'd like to think it would. So kudos to you for that, especially in the career endeavor that you're in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Suzanne Blue joining me, Executive Director of Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. You point out to readers that it's easier to look away when encountering people struggling with addiction and poverty, but for there to be change and progress, they must see what is right in plain sight. What would you have listeners do, Suzanne, for those people when they see them in plain sight?
Well, I would have people, and I've said this for many years, don't look away. Check on someone if you see them, you know, if you feel safe and comfortable, you know, if you see someone, are you okay? Share resources in the community with people. Like, there's a lot of agencies that are serving the homeless. So be informed, you know, let people know that you care, you see them, and maybe offer, you know, can I buy you a sandwich? We don't want to encourage people to hand over cash. That's just not the safest way to approach the situation. But don't look the other way, and share your passion maybe for helping with local agencies or our legislators, you know, who are making policy about, you know, housing issues, homelessness, where funding should be allocated. That's a way that you can show people that you've seen them, that you get them, that, you know, we share this common humanity and you have some empathy for their situation. So you can speak on their behalf, because often they're not heard. They're not seen and they're not heard. So we have to be the eyes and the voice.
Bold is a vision used a lot around Matt Talbot. You hear bold hope and bold vision. 2022 tested that boldness. How would you characterize last year?
Last year was one of the busiest years we've had, just really coming out of the pandemic. And I know it's still a part of our world, but really coming out of it and getting back to normal, and in quotes. But we saw a 35% increase in our hunger relief program, which is very large. And we've been accommodating. We had a program shift that we offer both on-site meals and to-go meals as well. We didn't do that prior to the pandemic, but to be more accommodating and to reduce overcrowding, we've maintained that. So 35% increase in the number of meals provided. We served over 3,000 unique clients, so, you know, individuals, which is up about 500 from 2021. We provided more services. Of course, when you see more people coming in your doors, you're going to be providing more services. So that was up. I hope we can sustain our work so that we can meet the needs, because they are growing. And for a period of time during the pandemic, there were a lot of supports offered to people in poverty, and those supports are gone now. And so, you know, people are really starting to feel that pinch again. So we're called daily with requests, and there's, you know, concerns about evictions and things like that. So we want to ready ourselves to continue to be bold and be of service to Lincoln.
A lot of people really don't grasp the magnitude that Lincoln has for homeless. And there are cities that are smaller than Lincoln that have a greater homeless problem. I agree with that. But you have to know where you are. And that's what the point in time count is all about. And that will be the results. The data will be coming up here in the spring, I suppose. But that took place the last week of January. Can you let people know what that's about, what that does?
The point in time count is an annual count that is done nationally and in Lincoln, so across the state and across the country. If you are a recipient of funding from Housing and Urban Development, you are required to participate, so Lincoln does. Matt Talbot is one of several agencies that participates in this point in time count, and so they count people who are sheltered in housing programs. They count people who are in emergency shelter, like at our People City Mission, and then they do a street count as well for those who are living outside. So we had a team of people that went out, and that night, very, very cold on a January night, they encountered six individuals. So then that is reported to the Center for Children, Families, and the Law, who compile all the data. And then we also had people in our transitional housing and permanent supportive housing programs who are also included in that count. So it's a way to help us learn about the needs in our community. It is done in a very cold time, so I always think the numbers tend to be on the lower side and really not indicative of what we see throughout the year.
Listeners can help you tackle hunger, Suzanne, in the few moments we have left. Talk about the Super Bowl of Caring.
So every year, we also have this annual event. It's called the Super Bowl of Caring. It's a national ecumenical effort, and we so it's on Super Bowl Sunday and that weekend, and we have many different communities of faith, so churches, individuals, and businesses that do collections for us. They either collect at their worship service. It could be monetary donations. Every dollar counts. It makes a huge difference for us. Or it could be non-perishable food items or items for our street outreach program, like hand and foot warmers, or, you know, deodorant and shampoo for the folks that take showers here. So it's a national day of giving surrounding the Super Bowl, and just kind of recognizing that it's a great time to serve people in need and celebrate a fun time with the Super Bowl.
There you go. That's what you can do, listeners, to lead up to the Super Bowl. Suzanne, thank you very much. I appreciate your blog. I'll go there often, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Suzanne Blue with me, Executive Director of Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach, here for a few minutes on Lincoln Live.